Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved one. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I'm joined this morning with my co-host, Tammy Madrid. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it is great to have you back. We have missed you.
It's awesome to be back. Thank you.
That's good. And now you get to keep me in line. I was
trying
to make sure all our other guests before kept me in line, and it wasn't working. I got pretty rowdy. I got kicked out of here a couple times.
I heard.
So how are you doing? Everything good?
Everything's great.
Everything good, and enjoying this wonderful weather?
Love it.
That's always my question, the weather.
Yep, yeah, always.
One of these days, you're going to be like, I hate the weather. I hate this place.
Yeah. But,
so I'm so glad you're very optimistic and in a good mood. Well, we have a great show ahead of us today.
We do. I'm excited.
We have a couple guests here from the New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition. Is that correct? Did I say that right?
You did.
I did.
You
okay.
did, Jason.
I did. Okay. We have Adrian Smith and we have Dana Horworth. Is that correct?
Howarth.
All right. Don't worry. I'm going to mess that up like 10 times. So,
so
get used to it. So let's start the show off. I always like to put our guests on the spot first and kind of get to know you guys personally. We'll start with you, Adrian. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself?
Yeah.
So I have been in New Mexico for about 14 years.
Excellent.
I moved here from Washington, D.C.
Great.
But I came to New Mexico because my grandmother lived in Magdalena.
Oh,
really?
And I would come in the summer times, and I said later to who was then to become my husband, he said, do you want to get married? And I said, I'll marry you, but only if you'll go to New Mexico with me, because that's where I'm going to live.
So basically, you didn't get married?
We got married. We got married. In fact, he said, well, I'll tell you what. We were in D.C. He said, I'll tell you what. I am from New Mexico, and I'm never going back.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Where is he from? What
he's from Silver City.
Excellent.
So he came.
Right.
We both came. Our marriage stayed intact. It has grown ever closer since then. And we are loving that we live out here.
Awesome.
And for him, it feels like it's home for him. And he got to be with his own mother for about 7 years before she died.
Oh, that's great.
So, here good in reason New Mexico. To come back. Correct.
Good.
Correct.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, good. Well,
funny.
I'm glad. You're definitely a local. So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And how about you, Dana? Tell us your lifelong story.
Well, if you think Adrian's a local, I've been here my entire life. My mom's side of the family has been her entire life. I'm actually a descendant of one of the original land grants.
You're kidding.
Here in New Mexico.
Oh, awesome.
That is interesting. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. So have you ever left New Mexico?
I travel a lot, but no, I've only ever lived here in New Mexico.
That's great. So
that's
I'm assuming
great.
You love it if you're still here, right?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm very picky about weather, and I don't think I could handle weather anywhere else.
Right. I know.
That's always my opening question, and that's why, because the weather's always good. That's
it
such
is.
A great question. It's still
yeah.
great. Because we never hear like, oh, this is horrible. Yeah.
I asked Dana recently, or maybe it was during the interview, do you plan to move from New Mexico as you get older? Because she's a graduate from UNM and all, and she's getting her master's now. She said, well, I might move from Placitas to Albuquerque.
That's a big move, man.
That's a huge move.
That's great, and I love Placitas.
I love Placitas.
Yeah.
It is.
That's great. Well, wonderful. Well, I tell you what, we got a great show ahead of us, and I know we'll quit hammering with these personal questions when we get right down to the New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition. Tell me, we'll start with you, Adrian. Tell me about this, and tell me about your guys' company and the services you guys are doing, and why. I guess give me some background first.
Sure. So back in 2009, it was actually the Developmental Disabilities Planning Council, a state agency, put some money into finding out whether or not there was the voice of a caregiver out there. So they didn't know the answer to this. They said, would you just go out there and find out if there's a voice of a caregiver and go out to all parts of New Mexico? We then picked up, kind of walked out to Espanola, not walked, but, you know,
right.
traveled out to Espanola, to Gallup,
right.
to Farmington, to Las Cruces, all places hither and yon all throughout New Mexico, and listened to the various issues that caregivers were facing. So these would be family caregivers, they would be wage-earning caregivers, you know, who do this for a living.
Right.
But it would also be caregivers who serve people who are elderly, as well as people with disabilities. In fact, that was a question early on was, you know, because of your agency name, your developmental disabilities name, should we just focus on caregivers of people with disabilities? And so the director at that time said, no, just open the door wide open and see who comes. which was really, really good advice, because I think that just made for a big wide open gate of people who felt welcome to come and talk about the issues they were facing.
Right.
We grew then into an organization that developed a set of foundational programs based on what those caregivers told us. Interestingly, although they said they'd like their wages to be better, that was not the most important thing.
Right.
They said, we want to be paid. We need some attention. We need to know that we've got some good education and training. So hence we built education and training programs. We want to, you know that suggestions, you know, we have some suggestions too, things like that. So our mission, and we're a nonprofit, although we're a 501c6 organization, our organization is built around advocating for training and professionalizing the direct care workforce.
Love it. Love it. I always say, it's support, support, support.
Right.
You said, it's not always, a lot of people think it's about the money.
Right.
It's not. It's
about
the support. We don't. You know, caregivers don't want to be by themselves.
Right.
They want to feel like they have support. And not even on a corporate level, but also, like you said, on a personal level.
On a personal level, they need that.
And on a corporate level, though, if we are not of value to the employers around here, like Mariposa and all of the other agencies that are in and around New Mexico, if we can't be helpful to them by making them better trained, better qualified caregivers who they can hire, we're also not doing our job. So we sit in a place where we're kind of right in between, you know, being valuable to the caregivers who are looking for good jobs,
mm-hmm.
but also to the employers who really need good, qualified people.
Absolutely.
Who feel competent.
Well, and again, and I probably said, you know, before our show today, thank you, you know, and I'm going to thank you again probably 100 more times, because, again, I just think this is important. You know, we, of course,
very important.
Cherish our caregivers. And, of course, the caregivers throughout the whole industry, because, of course, this wouldn't be industry or we wouldn't have the help without them.
Right.
So
I mean,
whatever we can do to support them, and also with, you know, a great company like your guys's, I think organization is just key. I really believe it's key. It's such a great foundation and such an ongoing support. So, again, thank you. I know we're going to get more into the show, but I just want to make sure I keep saying thank you. So you're probably going to be like, oh, quit saying thank you. We get it, Jason, but but it's a great service, and it really is, and we'll talk more about the services. And so you said you guys started in 2009. That's interesting.
So we started in 2009, and we looked for models around the country, you know, as to whether or not there were models like this, because we didn't quite know what direction to take it in, or
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you build an organization in New Mexico, you know, that's not kind of corporately controlled by some
right.
corporate national franchise or something. So we just spent a little time at national conferences, and we found anyway through travels that, but especially, you know, like a convening around the country to find out if there were other organizations like the one we thought we wanted to develop, there were maybe five.
That's it. Wow.
So there's lots of, you know, the best things happen in local communities.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the real power and the real action is in local communities. But we found that there were only about five organizations that served caregivers on a statewide level. So I think the ones at the time were Pennsylvania, Iowa, Florida. I count New York, even though it was New York City, because just it's so huge.
Right.
And we were going to be the fifth.
I can't believe that. I really can't believe
that.
I know.
That's
so
amazing.
In
2009.
Wow.
So I tell this all the time. You've got to, if you're a New Mexican, you've got to be proud that we've got this kind of organization
here,
built for New Mexicans and built by New Mexicans.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we don't, you know, we have a lot in common with some national organizations, but those are partners.
Right.
We're not, you know, we don't report to some corporate office or anything like that about what we should be doing. We listen to New Mexicans as to what we should be doing.
Well, I'm going to say I am proud. I truly am. I mean, really,
I think that's
we should
good.
Be.
That
I mean,
is so incredible. It's amazing.
Good.
And again, that's the whole kind of reason we started the show. We're
right.
all in it together. We really are. You know, to care for the vulnerable, you know,
exactly.
people that need help in our society. And I just think this is such a great, great thing. So we are proud. So so thank you, Adrian.
Yes.
It's great. And Dana, you're kind of quiet over there. So let's talk about, and again, I want to make sure we definitely have a full show and give you guys plenty of opportunity to talk about the services. You know, and one question keeps going in my mind is, it was started, I'm assuming, by a parent. How did someone just start thinking like, hey, how's it? You know, we need help with caregivers, or our caregivers need help. I'm just curious how that whole thing starts. I'm assuming with a parent or an advocate or somebody interested. It's just interesting how you get to that point, to a great organization like you are now.
Right.
So before this show, I gave you guys a flyer of upcoming trainings that we're holding. We did things like that. Before we went to Española, we created a flyer that said, we have a couple of people come into your community, and we want to hear from caregivers who serve family members, but also caregivers who might already be in the workforce. We want you to come to this public location and bring the issues that you want to talk about. We'll only spend an hour of your time, but we want to hear from you. So we just had a microphone there, like we're doing today. We asked people to share their issues, their concerns. And from that, after going to 8 different communities in New Mexico, we, meaning I and Dana and a couple people like us, we just got back together and we wrote a report. And that report then turned into a first grant proposal.
Great.
To local New Mexico foundations, McCune, Conalma Health Foundation, and those. And we just found that we could find a little bit of seed money to kind of keep going. And so we've built really rather slowly. But we built,
amazing.
Kind of slowly and carefully. And what we always want to do is go back to the caregivers and find out, are we doing what you told us? Do we need to check in and so on?
Well, I tell you what, Adrian, I want to definitely hear more about that when we come back. So don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Adrian and Dana with New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition. And we have been talking about how it got started. And we haven't even started talking about the great services. So I'm excited to keep this thing going here. So,
absolutely.
I know I've thanked you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, I think you guys are just the key, especially keeping caregivers happy and supported. Of course, as companies try to do it, I definitely think, outside support besides a company, I think is so important. Just let these people know, that they're not alone.
Right.
That there's training out there.
They're appreciated. There's trainings.
Right.
They just need to know that there's somebody else they can talk to.
And the issues that they may be having, probably a million other caregivers are having the same issues.
Exactly.
And so there's answers out there for them.
Precisely.
And again, I know we've talked about it before. We're not talking about just caregivers that work for companies. We're also talking about family caregivers.
Right.
It's such a broad spectrum of what a caregiver is, which kind of we talked about. It could be professional caregivers, family caregivers, respite providers. I mean, there's just so much people out there that need support and help because, unfortunately, sometimes people are kind of thrown into a caregiver position overnight,
right?
Something may happen, or someone gets out of the hospital, and so there's just 100 questions that this person may have, which I'm glad that hopefully you guys can answer those. No pressure, but
so AARP New Mexico has calculated that there are 487,000 caregivers in New Mexico at any given time.
Wow,
really?
Those are family caregivers. Our data and research shows there are about 61,000 caregivers working as professional caregivers. You combine those numbers and that's a quarter of our state's population.
Yeah.
A quarter of our state's population is working as caregivers.
That's amazing.
Wow. So there's a huge need. And we're about to go in New Mexico from number 16th ranked highest of people age 65 and older to number 4.
I actually read
in the country. So the coming demand is going to be a tsunami of its own.
Huge.
Making. Because, I get questions. I don't know the answer to this. I don't think it's because a bunch of folks are flying in from, to move here from other states. What I think is happening is that there's more young people leaving and leaving this an older population.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's just my guess. But in any case, that's the demographics is we're going to be an older, elderly, state.
Right.
Like Arizona, all our surrounding states are the same.
Just, right.
Again, because you're talking about weather,
it's a great place to retire.
And people like myself, I don't want to leave, so I'm going to be here until I get old.
That's exactly the point. So all of us here on this show, we all want a qualified caregiver, don't we? Whether it's a family member who moves, I mean, God forbid my little brother's going to move over here from another state to care for me. I don't think so. I'm going to have to find somebody who lives here to come over.
So that sounds like our good mission statement right there.
Yeah.
Prepare the caregivers for myself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not bad.
That's excellent. So let's talk about the New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition services. And I know, we'll kind of try to get in depth at each one. And we were kind of talking over the break about a caregiver's registry. That kind of rung a little bell in my ear, which is great. It's wonderful. And I know you guys, are still, looking to push it forward. But let's talk about that because we talked about on the break, and I don't want to steal too much of your thunder, but it's really hard as a company to find good quality caregivers. Mm-hmm. In, I don't want to say the mass market of applicants looking for employment, but it is true.
It's hard.
It is hard. There's a lot of, going through different resumes and applications, looking for these qualified caregivers or even people that are interested in caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a registry, is a great idea.
I think that's just incredible.
So, Dana, you're staring at me, so I'm going to let you answer this one.
Yeah, we have a caregivers registry on our website, which is nmdcc.org. And on our website, there's a button that says, are you a caregiver looking for work?
Right.
And caregivers can click on that. They register with the website, get their own username and password, and they can create their own profile. They can list their skills, list any credentials or certifications they have, list what areas they can provide services for, where they're located.
Great.
And
Why would this be good? Sorry to interrupt you there, but why is this good?
This is great because whether it's maybe a family that's looking to hire a caregiver directly or a caregiver company can go and look on there and see these caregivers who have listed themselves, see what skills they have and where
so
they're
you
located.
It's kind of like a resume, but not as formal as a resume?
Correct. That's it's great. Just fill in the website. Registry just asks you different questions. You
that's
answer
awesome.
Those questions, you fill it in, and that's all located there for people who are searching for caregivers.
What a great resource, really. I mean,
it
honestly,
is.
I've been
I mean,
to a few places here in town that they'll have like a bulletin board and they have, have like torn out pieces of paper.
Right.
Hey, mom looking for, extra work, would love to be a caregiver. What a great resource to be able to utilize online.
Just to be able to go in there and put your info and...
So let's talk about our listeners here. So if our listeners are listening now, they can, again, go to your website, which is what again?
The website is nmdcc.org.
nmdcc.org. Okay, excellent. And they would click on, you were saying...
right at the top of the website, we have like a scrolling picture. One of them says, are you a caregiver looking for work? There's also little boxes under the scrolling pictures. And one says, are you a caregiver looking for work? Or are you... someone looking for a caregiver, and you click that, and it gives you entrance into the registry.
Excellent. Now, not to put you on the spot, but what about if you're a person that's never done caregiving before, but maybe interested, hey, you know what? I heard this on a radio show on the Health and Aging show, I must say, that I'm interested in being a caregiver. Is this a great opportunity for people that maybe have zero experience caregiving to get on there?
Yeah, they're also welcome to join the caregivers registry. There is a question on there that asks, I believe, how many years experience you have.
Right.
So I would just suggest that they might list that it's a new venture for them.
Right.
But
which again, I think we kind of even talked about this before the show, which I think is great. I think the more people we get involved, the better.
Absolutely.
If they don't have experience caregiving, I hate to tell people, hey, don't apply because you don't have any experience.
I mean, there you can.
When people do call us, though, and they have no experience, but, I mean, the reason why we were formed, we don't, on our staff, have the experience with, the issues in home health.
Right.
Our expertise is in workforce development.
That's.
And so when people do call us looking for work or how do I break into the field, we say, come to a training.
That's awesome.
Spend 6 or 8 hours, because if you don't like the first 6 or 8 hours in this foundational training, you're probably not cut out for this work.
Right.
So that's kind of a really good way to kind of let people test out whether or not they're made for the work.
Which is good. Absolutely. Which is great.
I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I think it's a great place for not only companies, but even families looking for caregivers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, we see a lot of families that, you know, want to just pay caregivers privately.
Right.
And this would be a great opportunity for them to find those kind of caregivers.
Right.
You
know,
What a great deal. What a great service.
I think
service.
That's just incredible.
So, okay, well, let's move on to some more exciting services here.
So maybe Dana could talk about the health and safety for caregivers training.
Now that could take up our whole show. I'm telling you right now, but we'll definitely, I think, which is great. I've been kind of, I want to save the best for last, but maybe we'll save the best for the middle. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dana. So tell us. So the health and safety training for caregivers, I'm assuming it's exactly what it sounds like, but what exactly does this kind of training cover, and what's the point, and what's the cost? I mean, that's going to be the number one question.
Right.
For listeners, like, well, how much is this training going to cost me to take? So why don't you tell us the cost first?
Yeah, I was going to say it's completely free to caregivers.
You know what they say, right? If it's free for me, it's for me. If it's free, it's for me.
It's for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. Yeah, it's completely free to caregivers. We received a grant through the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Department of Labor, and through them, we are able to bring it at no cost to caregivers. We can also go to home care agencies if they'd like us to train their staff as well. It's a 4-hour course that covers some basic training for caregivers, infection prevention, musculoskeletal injury, and musculoskeletal safety, which goes over safe in transfer of
that's great
a client which or is, a family member,
which is huge, honestly. That's big. I mean,
learning how to transfer someone properly so you don't hurt yourself or them is huge.
Yep, and I think people are really nervous about that.
Yeah, and so a great point about that is even if you're a caregiver who hasn't done this work before, but you really want a job in this field,
mm-hmm.
if you just come to this, you can go then to your interview and say, hey, look, I've already done this. I can show you how to confidently and competently lift and move a client.
So I'm assuming with this training, you get a certificate?
End, you'll get a certificate of completion.
Which is excellent, which is
that's
huge.
That's great, yeah.
And again, I can't believe it's free.
That's free.
That's excellent. And I cut you off while you were telling more about, you know, about the about the training, safe training. So again, you were talking about transfers, that kind of training, and what else?
We do infection prevention. So we go over how to protect yourself from bloodborne pathogens, we do a demo on how to properly wash your hands.
That's good.
How excellent. To put gloves on and off.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And then I also noticed one thing. You also talk about food. I think a lot of people don't think about that as far as safety of
right.
food, because you get a lot of caregivers that are cooking meals for clients. And so I think that's important, you know, talking about, you know, the different safety of food and making sure that they're using all the precautions they need
right.
to when they're
no
making food.
No cross-contamination.
Interesting.
That's huge.
Interesting. Well, yeah, that's great. So, and again, you guys hold this once a month, twice a month, just kind of on-demand kind of deal?
It's on-demand.
On-demand.
We try to hold a few different community trainings that are open to the public. Anyone in the area is welcome to attend. But majority of our trainings are on-demand, and we're brought to an agency, and they've asked us to come and train their staff.
Well, great. Well, before we take a break, Dana, why don't you give us some contact information so if someone is interested in any of the services we talk about, how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, we can be reached at our office phone number, which is 505-867-6046.
Okay.
We also, as I mentioned earlier, have the website, which is nmdcc.org. We also have a Facebook.
Yay.
Which is New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition.
Excellent.
And a Twitter, which is at NM Caregivers.
Boy, you guys are all
awesome.
All over. That's great. That's wonderful. We'll talk more about Twitter and Facebook because we love that too. It's a good way to get the information out there. Well, I tell you what, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Adrian and Dana with New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition and the wonderful services that they provide and a great support to our wonderful New Mexico caregivers. And again, we thank you so much for the services you guys do. You guys are angels in the field, I tell you.
And that's right.
Yeah, and again, and I know that you don't do it just for providers. You also do it for all the caregivers, for family members, and I mean across the board. And again, a lot of the services you guys offer are free. I can't emphasize that
enough. No, that's amazing.
To me, as a caregiver, if I was a caregiver, there is no reason not to reach out.
It's
almost like you'd have a support group behind you, whether who you're working for or what you're doing.
Right.
It seems like as a caregiver, you would just want to be involved with you guys. Why not? I guess.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
the more support you have, you know, with anything you do, you know, the better.
Exactly.
So again, thank you. So kudos to you. I would have brought you breakfast, but unfortunately, I didn't bring you breakfast. So you're just gonna have to take my thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's talk, and Dana, you were telling us about your health and safety training for caregivers, which, again, coming from the field, I can tell you is huge.
Huge.
I mean,
And it's free.
Yeah, and it's free. We get this kind of stuff all the time. Of course, I know providers offer their own trainings, and family members can even do a little bit of training, but I think going to a company like your guys's or an organization that provide this kind of training is just monumental. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the number one thing I see in the field that people are nervous about are transfers. You know, they're new to the field. They don't know. They don't want to hurt the person. They don't want to hurt themselves. Also, with any other kind of health and safe stuff, you know, what happens if I do deal with something that bloodborne pathogens? I can't say that word today. but yeah, I mean, this is just great information. And again, like you were saying, it's for all caregivers. It can be for home health aides. It could be for personal care caregivers, and I don't know if our listeners know the difference, but it really can be for any caregiver.
For
am I correct?
Yeah, correct. Any caregiver, and then any caregiver that's working with, if they're working with seniors or if they're working with persons with disabilities, it covers all of them.
And I'm glad you said that because that is so true. So we're not only talking about elderly; we're also talking about any kind of caregiving. I mean, honestly, it could be all the way from children all the way up. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we even encourage caregivers to bring the care recipient with them. And if we're going to a company to do this training, we encourage the kitchen staff and even custodial staff to come.
Interesting.
So, because the kitchen staff don't always know about the food safety, the infection prevention, they need to know. Every person who comes in contact with a client needs to know the things that we're teaching through this class.
That's interesting. So has it been well received? I mean, of course, I know the answer to this. I'm just asking you the answer.
It has, I think, very well received. We have agencies now that we're going back to for the, say, third year in a row. Wow. We're meeting new agencies. The Pueblos call us. They're very interested
in
it.
That's great.
So the community health workers, the community health representatives, but the private agencies for sure and all over the state seem really interested in this. They have so many headaches. They have so many things they have to deal with at an administrative level that for us to provide this service, I think, just takes care of one of the headaches that they have to,
oh my gosh,
or they have a little less time to do.
Right.
So, and we can be in and out in 4 hours. We can give them, you know, that's a substantial part of the in-service that their staff all are required to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we give them all the materials, and we let them keep the materials, and then that certificate of completion is a morale booster for the caregiver. Plus, it also goes into the employee file.
I agree. And I'm glad you brought that up in service because a lot of our listeners may not know, but as a provider, you have to have, you know, and again, we'll call it continuing education, but, you know, an annual, you know, people have to do trainings annual. So they can utilize this for, and I'm assuming 6 hours, is that what we talked about?
Four hours
of in-service, which is great. I mean, honestly, even if you didn't work for a company, like you said, I would almost want to take this class just to have that certificate. So if I did apply for a job,
right?
I've taken one step ahead.
Yeah, I agree. One step ahead, which is a real big part of our mission, is, you know, how can we make that caregiver more marketable? She probably needs an edge. She wants to be, you know, the employee or the, you know, the person that you hire.
Right.
She probably wants that, you know, particular client, and she could do a better job. And she knows she could on the inside do a better job for this client that she really loves better than the next person. So how can we give her the edge?
You know, it's funny. It's interesting because, you know, as an employee ourselves, sometimes we run into this, that somebody will be private caregiving for their grandma or something, and then they find out, you know what, I just love this.
Right.
And
so, all the time.
Yeah, so now they want to transition into the field.
Right.
So again, this is a great tool that they can utilize, so when they do transition into the field, like, listen, I've had this health and safety training course, and so I'm interested. So, and again, as an employer, of course, we're looking at it like, absolutely, we know about this training. We know that definitely the quality of, you know, training that it is. So of course we
find too that with the pressures of, say, the 2008 recession, that there are lots of older people who need to or have to go back to the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the caregivers who are caring for a family member were pushed out of the workforce because they had to make that choice of caring for a loved one or working. So they left a different job. Now they need to go back to the workforce. And just like you said, they find that they're perfectly suited for this kind of work, but they don't really know how to get into this field, you know, for work. And maybe they just want to work part-time. This would be perfect for them.
Which is great. Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, we love caregivers of all ages. I mean, absolutely, because each person has their own kind of input of how, you know, how they care. So we think it's great. So let's, do you guys want to talk about some more services? I love your health and safety training. I could talk about it all day long, but I'm sure you're like, okay, move on, Jason. so let's talk about more of them. You guys, do you guys do more trainings as well, caregivers? Is that your guys' main focus, the health and safety, which honestly is probably a good entry, good point anyways?
So we do. We do a customized training, which we have developed also for New Mexico caregivers, that covers all 8 core competencies that every caregiver should know. So for that one, we talk about medication assistance, you know, the things that you can and can't do. We talk about communication skills, which the health and safety training doesn't cover. So it's a little broader, it's a little bit longer, but it's a little bit more also hands-on in terms of, you know, these are the things you need to know to be a caregiver. And if you don't like these foundational courses, you're probably not suited
for
the field. But the thing that we just did last week was, we've been hearing ever since we started that there is a need for a family caregiver. They have it all the time. They have this all the time. They just need to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to take a bath.
Right.
They just need to get out of the house for 2 hours. They're isolated. They're overworked. They're tired. They're doing this all the time. And so what we did last week was we convened a group of people who want to develop a respite care system in New Mexico. So respite care means time off.
Mm-hmm.
What systems do we have in New Mexico? What grant programs do we have in New Mexico that would give a caregiver time off? A day off, a few hours off, maybe a day a month, these kinds of things. So we're going to try to help start that conversation.
So let's talk about that, because, again, I'm interested, because I think that's great.
I think that's wonderful.
Just to be clear, like you said, so we're talking about time off for caregivers. So I'm assuming we're talking about someone that can replace a caregiver during that time, working with the client while the caregiver goes, like you said, to the movies. And again, we're talking, I think a good model for this, like you said, would be a family member. I mean, they're on 24 hours a day. They're a caregiver. They're doing this. They just need to get away, whether, you know, they want to go shopping, which, you know, my wife's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Shopping.
Right.
I need to get away. I guess good retail therapy, I guess we call it.
Right.
But, I can't agree more. The movies. So how does this work? So let's say you have a caregiver that calls you today, which we'll get to your contact number here in a minute. And they're like, you know what? I've been doing this for 8 months and I'm exhausted. I have no help with the other family members. I need a little bit of respite. Walk me through this whole process. I just think it's great.
So I think that's the whole point. We don't have a system in New Mexico. We have, if you've got something specific that you do, or your consumer or your care recipient has a specific issue, like Alzheimer's Association, for example, gives out these mini grants, but it's for care recipients. It's for the caregiver of a person who's got Alzheimer's. So you can apply for that. That's I think $300 annually for a caregiver of somebody with Alzheimer's. these programs, these funded programs, are far and few between. So what we're trying to do is start the conversation about how can we develop a coordinated system so that you don't have, all you have to do is make one phone call. Okay. If you're a caregiver who wants respite, make one phone call so you can find out the information that you need to get just a day off.
Right.
Send me some movie tickets. Send me $50 so I can just hire somebody else to come in.
That's great.
So here's a story. The story is a woman who was at this meeting last week, and she worked all of her life. And when she became 50 years old, her son was in an accident that left him fully paralyzed.
Oh, my goodness.
She said last week to us she has not taken a day off in 17 years.
In 17 years?
17 years.
Wow.
This is the kind of person that we need to care about. This is the kind of person we need to build this respite care system so that that woman, who is now 65 years old, can make one phone call and say, I need a day off. How am I going to get a day off?
Right. Wow.
And she only has to make one phone call.
See, that would be a great resource. So I'm assuming we're in development of trying to...
Development. Yeah, and we'd love for you to be involved.
Right.
The only interest we have is pulling the people together to figure it out, and then we'll write a federal proposal to figure it out.
That's great. Well, I tell you what, Adrian, I know they're staring at me saying we need to take a break, but tell you what, get your guys' contact phone number out there and a website real quickly again before we go to break.
Yeah, our website is nmdcc.org. And our phone number is 505-867-6046.
Thank you, Dana. I sure do appreciate it. And again, that's the New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition. And thank you, Adrian, for telling us. We'll pick right back up on that story when we return. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Adrian and Dana with New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition. And I know there's an acronym there. Is that a NMDCC? Is that right? That's right. That's right. That's even more hard for me to say. So I'm just going to go the long route here. No, I've been starting off every show just saying thank you. Again, thank you guys.
Absolutely.
And I'll say thank you again for being our guest, but really just not only being our guest, but thank you for doing what you guys do. I mean, truly, I think, as everyone says, caregivers have the hardest job.
They do.
They do.
They really do.
They have the hardest jobs. They're in the field. Sometimes they feel unsupported, whether it's by family members or companies. I know this for a fact, they feel unsupported. So again, you guys are... you guys are heaven sent, we'll say.
You really are.
And again, what I love is your guys' mission is to support caregivers.
I know.
I almost keep feeling like, are you sure this is free?
Right.
Who's paying for
it's
this?
It's fun to go to work. Yeah. It's fun.
It's great. And it's a great thing you guys do. And again, we thank you, of course, being a service provider. We thank you. So let's talk, before break, Adrian, we were kind of talking about, you were telling a story, what I'm going to get to here is we're talking about respite for caregivers, and I know we're kind of in the development phase of this for you guys, but I think it's a big thing. I think we see it all the time, and you are right, there are some organizations that offer respite for caregivers under certain circumstances, but you guys are going just really for across the board, any kind of caregiver.
So much needed.
It really is, because... we see it all the time, and I know you guys do, that somebody, caring for, the family member gets a break. Just almost the example you said, you have a mother that's been caring for a son that had an accident for 17 years without a vacation. Let me tell you right now.
You need that peace of mind.
Yeah, it's 17 years without a vacation with no respite, we'll say. Mm-hmm. That's a dedicated person there, and I'm sure I'm sure you have a million stories about that. Respite for caregivers, I think, is important.
So just imagine that was a sad story right there to me. Very sad. If I had been in the situation where I hadn't taken a day off in 17 years, imagine the spouses in New Mexico who are caring for a loved one who do this and you never hear about it.
Right.
Which is,
you just, they never say anything about it, but there they are working for the spouse, the person they've loved and spent their whole life with. Right, and it's isolating work if you don't get out of the house, right? So you never, just like you said, feel supported. Here's yet another story of a woman last week who was with us, has a daughter who was born, and because of a birth defect, had to have half of her brain removed. And it's the part of the brain that leaves her without any sense of what's right and what's wrong in society. So this is a girl now who I think is about 15 years old. And this mother was in the workforce. She's now in the workforce, but as an advocate for an organization that would serve her daughter, because she has learned the system inside out on the things that her daughter has needed. Anyway, the point of the story was she told of an incident where she had to make a decision about whether she was going to go to, say, this meeting or that meeting, and she was in the care of somebody. The daughter was in the care of somebody who, it turns out, was abusing her.
Oh.
These are the kinds of things that parents worry
horrible.
About. They must worry about them all the time, and they worry about them because they can't be there 24
right.
hours a day.
Right.
And so just the whole point of having competent, qualified, background-checked caregivers, you know, who you as a parent can feel safe leaving your child with, who you can feel safe leaving your spouse with.
Right.
So you can go to the movies
so
or go to the bath.
So you can actually relax when you're away.
Exactly. Take time
just
off.
Just have that little peace of mind.
Which I'm glad you said, because all parents like that. I mean,
everybody needs
respite
that.
Respite is only so good if you can go away and release, not go away and worry.
And worry.
And it's so funny because that's such a funny word to me. I guess that's a government word is respite, but really it's just time off.
Right.
Respite just is time off.
And I'm glad you
defined
that. Yeah, and I'm glad you defined that, because being in the industry, I get so used to the word, I know it, but
sometimes
someone's listening like, well, what the heck is respite?
Yeah.
Is that a drink?
Right. Just time off.
It's just time off. Absolutely. It's relief. I always try to tell people, you know, respite stands for relief. You just get relief, you know.
Just
help.
A little peace of mind.
Yeah, which is great.
So I think, you know, our organization, I hope it fills a gap. I hope it fills a good gap where, just like you said, Tammy, the caregivers feel supported, but also employers feel like, you know, businesses and home health agencies feel like we're doing something of value.
Oh, I
to
think
prepare
you
people
are.
In the workforce.
Right,
so.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I know what, let's make sure we get some contact information out there again for you guys. And Dana, you're our contact person. Spit it out there. What you got there, Dana?
we can be reached on our website, which is nmdcc.org. People are welcome to call our office at 505-867-6046.
Great.
They can like us on Facebook.
That's right, which is big, right?
Yes.
What's your Facebook?
It's New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition.
Great.
And we also have a Twitter, which is at NM Caregivers.
Do you guys use Twitter a lot? You guys like it? Did you guys tweet you're on the Health and Aging Show? I'm just going to let you know before you answer that. You're supposed to say yes.
Yes. I did not tweet that.
We will from now on that we're friends with you.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I'm assuming they can get on Facebook and see about these trainings that are coming up.
Yes.
Am I correct on that? Which I think is a real big outlet for people.
Gosh.
They can
get
on there and say, hey, you know what? I'm interested in this training. Where's it at? What time is it
Gives
at?
Gives them a chance to network with people that are in the same situation.
Maybe Dana could tell a little bit. I mean, as soon as they connect with us through any one of those ways, it'll take them right to the registration page.
Awesome.
You know, so our calendar of events is linked to the registration page and so on. So you don't have to do a whole lot of work.
That's great.
If you want to connect with us.
That's great. And which is easy, right? We don't want a whole bunch of work. We want to make it easy for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, which is wonderful. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for the wonderful support you guys give.
I agree.
New Mexico caregivers, as well as being on a guest on a Health and Aging Show. But
thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jason and Tammy.
No
thank
problem.
Thank you, guys. It's amazing.
Well, I tell you what, that is the end of our show. I want to thank everyone for listening. And again, thanks our